Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So you may be aware that the MK Party and the IEC now are at some sort of a loggerheads. The IEC has decided to go to the electoral court because the MK Party has decided to sort of drop their allegations of voter rigging and election results rigging. On the line with us is Michael Atkins, elections expert. Thank you so much for making time for us, Mr. Atkins. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, yes. It certainly is interesting times for the courts in this election season.
We were back and forth over a long period of time, speaking also to the MK Party, who were adamant that, you know, they definitely believe that there was, rigging, even though they came out really quite victorious, according to many. But they were adamant. They said they have evidence and all of that. They were going to show everybody once the time is right. They went to the court and then pulled back. Is the IEC right, in your view, to insist that this thing goes ahead?
Well, we actually will need to wait and see what plays out in court on the 29th of July.
Yes.
The IEC were correct on two particular points. There were two technical defects with the MK withdrawal.
Mm.
The first is that they should have offered, if you can put it that way, to cover the costs of the other parties that have been incurred because they brought the case. And secondly, because the court had already issued directions and instructions to the various parties, they were supposed to request permission from the court to withdraw the case rather than just announce that they were.
Mm.
So we're not quite sure how the court will actually proceed, although there is a date.
Yeah.
We don't know the scope of what will occur on that day.
Essentially, I suppose if we look at what's possibly going to happen or can happen, they would have to account for why they wasted everyone's time, I suppose. And the IEC wants to know or wants to clear their name. I think that's probably what's key for the IEC here, that you cannot go around saying these things and then sort of very, very quietly withdraw without telling us why you're withdrawing.
Look, it is clear that the IEC are concerned and they obviously are correct to be concerned about that. It's still an open question about whether the IEC is correct that they can ask the court to actually deal with the substance when the matter is heard. That is still to be seen. It's not clear that they are automatically entitled to ask for that.
Mm. So, as you said, what's likely to then be pronounced on the 29th? Because that date still stands and the court still wants to see them in court.
Well, from what we understand, the court is likely to deal with the issue of costs.
Yeah.
Just because the rules of court require that a party withdrawing must tender costs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they must say, yeah, we're going to cover the costs.
Mm.
Possibly the court will then give a ruling on the IEC's application or request that the matter does proceed.
Yeah.
And we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know what that will be. But, you know, just your question of the IEC wanting this to be, you know, not just have accusations flung.
Mm.
If the matter is withdrawn, if the court does then give permission and it is simply withdrawn at that point, the Electoral Code of Conduct, which is in Schedule 3 to the Electoral Act, says that every party and candidate must accept the results of an election or challenge it in court.
Mm.
So as long as this matter is before the courts, MK, in a sense, have permission to claim that the election was rigged. The moment the case is no longer before the court, even if they're going to bring it back later, they actually are not legally entitled to go around saying it was rigged.
What then does this mean? If the if the case is totally withdrawn and the court decides, okay, that's fine, it's the end of that, what does it actually mean for the IEC and its reputation?
Well, at this stage, there would then be no claim, no substantive claim in existence, although there is, of course, the case by the ATM, and they are bringing a number of irregularities to the fore. There's an old accusation about IEC commissioners, and I don't know how relevant that will be in the current context. They are also likely to bring forward evidence of a number of individual cases at particular voting stations, but it's not clear that that anywhere near amounts to saying, oh, well, the whole election must be scrapped. Nobody has come anywhere close to showing grounds for that. So if it is withdrawn on the 29th, the IEC for the time being, in a sense, is free and clear. There are faults in some voting stations and some results, but that doesn't impugn the integrity of the IEC in the way that the MK court papers were alleging. So they may have to wait a bit longer, but there would be nothing hanging
just so that things can be aired out, or is that's not the sense you get?
Well, in my view, it's probably better that the court does allow MK to withdraw it. Because if the court were, for example, and I don't know if this is possible, to say, okay, that's the end of the case, you're wasting our time, you can't bring any further case. Then MK could play the victim and say that the IEC and the courts conspired against them, and they've got this evidence that they were going to bring and now they can't. It would be unwise, in my view, to completely close the door, but until MK come with substantive evidence, they've actually got nothing.
Even though maybe it would be better for it to go ahead, the IEC may also come out quite bruised with some of the details that may come up, in as much as those details would not be substantiated by the MK party, but other things may come up, just showing where the IEC did fall short. What's your take on that process and what it may do to the IEC?
Okay, you have all the micro problems and macro problems.
Yes.
What was in the MK papers where they alleged that 9 million votes were simply not counted? They did not explain the source of those numbers. I mean, anyone can make a spreadsheet. They didn't even say where the particular column of figures came from. So there's nothing to do with that. That's a macro problem, and no evidence was offered. A lot of fancy IT terms were thrown around in their papers, but again, no actual substance to it. The micro problems, yes, the IEC may well be showing up in terms of a number of problems in individual voting stations. And, I mean, I published a list on Twitter or X a couple of weeks ago of 130 voting stations which had errors involving MK. You know, but it's 100 votes here, it's 200 votes there. And yes, the IEC could well be facing some questions about their quality control, but the idea of rigging at the moment is still absurd. And the idea that the whole election result is wrong just cannot be substantiated.
Michael Atkins, elections analyst, just to giving us a sense of what all of this means. Thank you very much for your time.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.